Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, you are Christ. Our theme this academic year has been, Thy will be done. This has been a theme in which we have spent time contemplating and reflecting on God's good and gracious will. We have done this by inserting the pause into the Lord's Prayer after Thy will be done. Now that it is Ash Wednesday and the season of Lent is before us, we will pause yet again to not only reflect on God's will in our own lives, but also to reflect on how God's will has played out in the lives of many of the founding members of our biblical Christian faith. How God's will and God's promise has granted them and us the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. For Father Abraham and his son of the promise, Isaac, God's good and gracious will and God's promise played out in a rather unique way. You know, Abraham had a pretty comfortable life with God. He had his challenges, skeletons in his closet, but life for the most part seemed good. His faith walk was stable, the promise of God feels secure, and he can see it in action as he and his wife laugh in joy at the birth of their son, Isaac. God's will and God's promise seem to be aligned because here is Abraham's son in his mother's arms. Father Abraham saw that from one man, Abraham himself, and him as good as dead, were born descendants as many as the stars in the sky and as many as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. Father Abraham had many sons, and many sons had Father Abraham. The years go by and Isaac grows and matures, but then, all of a sudden, the rug is pulled out from under him. Everything that Abraham thought he knew changes. God tells Abraham, take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains. The God of clear promise has become a God that is hard to understand. The good and gracious will of God and the promise of God suddenly seem to be like the mystery and the deceit of God. Have you been there? Life with God seems comfortable. You're not perfect, but you know you are forgiven. Your faith is stable. And then the diagnosis comes. Then the car accident happens. Then the friend decides that they don't want to be your friend anymore. Or your spouse decides that they don't want to be married anymore. And the God of clear promise becomes a God who is hard to understand. It's hard, an agonizing work, struggling with God's will when he is hard to understand. However, despite the confusion, Abraham was quick to follow God's command. He rose early in the morning to make preparations and to go to the place that God had told him. Yet, Abraham was surely in agony the whole time as he prepared for the sacrifice and set out on the journey. He was agonizing over the command to offer up Isaac, the son through whom God said all of his promises would come true. It was like Isaac was dead to him for 3 days. dead as Abraham agonized and struggled with God's will. God's mysterious and confusing will. As we at Our Redeemer struggle with the deaths of 8 of our Christian brothers and sisters, this year we know that experience of death. We know what it's like to feel a relationship die. We know what it's like to stand at the graveside of someone we love. The wages of sin is death, and we live with the ongoing result of our sin and of the sin of the world. Could that have been what Abraham was thinking as he walked up the mountain with his son? The wages of sin is death. Could Abraham have thought his own sins to be the cause for God's command to kill his son? It's hard when God's will is so very hard to understand. And yet, the God who was hard to understand has always remained the God of clear promise. As Abraham followed God's command and God's will, Abraham was in agony, but Abraham was also sure and confident in his trust in God's promise. Hebrews 11, verse 19 tells us that Abraham not only believed God, Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead because Isaac was the son of the promise, the son through whom God said he would fulfill his promises. That's how, as Abraham and Isaac walked up the mountain, and his son asks him, "Hey, Dad, the fire and the wood are here, but where's the burnt offering?" Abraham was able to answer his son's question. Abraham was able to say, "God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son." Abraham trusts God himself will provide a lamb for the burnt offering. Abraham knows that on the mountain of the Lord it will be provided. God's promise gave Abraham the faith necessary to follow God's will. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. God's will and God's promise cannot fail. In the face of your sin and the consequences of your sin, God's will and God's promise cannot fail. As we mourn the end of a relationship or the death of a friend, you can reason like Abraham. The God who is sometimes hard to understand is still for you the God of clear promise. Father Abraham and Isaac are a foreshadowing of God the Father and Jesus. Isaac was to Abraham the son of promise, the son through whom all of God's promises would come true. To us, Jesus is the ultimate son of promise, the one and only one through whom God fulfilled his promises. God can raise broken relationships to life. God can restore families to each other. God can even undo death itself. God has provided himself the Lamb who takes all the brokenness, all the sin, all the death into himself on the cross. Jesus has triumphed over death, and that victory is yours already now by faith, and will be yours by sight at Jesus' second coming in the new heaven and the new earth. Abraham and Isaac came down that mountain with a story to tell. It is still said to this day, on the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. And as you come through a moment of confusion, as you walk through the experience of brokenness, as you trust God's promises and come out on the other side, you also have a story to tell. God's will and God's promise gave you the gospel story. The gospel story that on the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. On Mount Golgotha, it will be provided. On Mount Golgotha, Jesus won the victory. Jesus paid the price for your sins by dying on the cross. Jesus overcame sin, death, and the devil. When the will of God seems hard, remember that God is still the God of clear promise. When you face sin, death, and confusion, trust God. Trust the God of clear promise, because God has given His Son of promise, Jesus. Through faith and through baptism, you are also a son of promise. God is your God, for if we have been united with Jesus in a death like His, we shall certainly be united with Him in a resurrection like His. Father Abraham had many sons, and many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, you are Christ. Amen. Now may the God of peace equip you with everything good, that you may do His will through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.